answer.
Just how would you describe how the last couple months have been since you guys have all kind of gotten back together and, you know, have had a chance to do things, whether it be like scrimmages, mm-hmm. open practices, going to class?
They've been good. It's been a lot different than last year, especially with conditioning and with the energy level in open gyms and how much people want to get work done.
You talk about how it's different than last year. Like, in what ways? Like, what have you noticed that's made it, you know, or that's made this time around, you know, I guess more enjoyable?
We got new players, new energy, and with the coaches, they are letting us know what they want, which is good. You know, the coaches, they're working to get us better. I mean, they just want to win, and we're doing a lot of things to get towards that.
How much more confidence do you have now entering, you know, your sophomore year as opposed to when you were coming in here last year as a freshman?
A lot more. I know what to expect from the game styles, and that's going to help us prepare when we got a few guys coming back that know what the games are going to be like. We know how we have to prepare, but the coaches, I mean, and the coaches we can help the younger guys prepare for that.
Coach McCaffrey was talking about how he feels that you're probably the one guy that's going to benefit the most from the new style of play that he's implementing. Just what was kind of going through your mind when you had your first sit down with him and you're talking about like different things that he wants to do, and like, I guess, what's your reaction? What's going through your mind?
Oh, I was excited. That's the style of play that I'm used to playing. I've never really felt that there's a different way to play but run in the fast break. You can always pull it back out. If you're not running the fast break, you're not giving your team the opportunities you're wasting opportunities. So I couldn't have been more excited about that.
Did that make last year difficult then? You know, not to necessarily criticize previous coaching regime, mm-hmm. like the fact that, you know, because it was a slower pace, and maybe
yeah.
you talked about it being like wasted opportunities. Is that kind of what was going through your mind when you saw the struggles that you were in?
Yeah, especially when sometimes we would run and we would have success. When with the guys we had last year, we didn't just have to slow down. We could run, and we were having success. That's a person of the game. So I think we've proven it. Some of the players know we've proven it, that it can work. And that's what we want to get to.
How much more confident would you say? You talk about how you're more confident. How would you say the confidence is growing in guys like, say, Cauley, for example, or, you know, Matt, or, you know, players that, you know, kind of went through similar struggles, I guess?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it's given opportunities to everybody, and the more it's just like normal basketball. Like I said, it's basketball that everybody wants to be playing at. I don't know many guys that would rather walk the ball up the court.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what these guys are really excited about as well.
What are some of the things that you're hoping to work on here these next couple of weeks before you get into, you know, the early part of your season?
Us really meshing well on offense and getting to the basket. I mean, me personally, being able to get to the basket and get to the free throw line is going to be really what I'm focusing on.
Hey, how would you describe, I guess, the relationships that you've developed with the new assistant coaches that are in? I know, obviously, the relationship with McCaffrey is really strong, but what type of impact would you say those other guys have had on you since they've arrived?
A huge impact. I feel like I've got a really good relationship with these guys. Not only off the court, I mean on the court, they give a lot of encouragement and energy. They expect a lot out of you, and they bring they're bringing the most out of us right now with their energy. And then off the court, they're good guys, and I like them all.